It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their story at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal in 2015. Dennis Stevens spent the better part of 1971 in the jungles of Vietnam. He sat down with his wife Lynn to discuss how his service has affected them both.
In those days, we all had a draft number. The lower the number, the higher chances you had of being drafted. With my draft number, which was very low, I decided I might as well just go in and volunteer for the draft. I think it was August 1970. Went to Fort Lewis for basic training and came home for Christmas in 1970. And right after Christmas, I got to spend a year in Vietnam, living in the jungle, carrying an M60 machine gun in a rucksack. The units I served in were 198th Infantry in Chu Lai and the 1st Cav in Da Nang and 101st Airborne up in Hue. So I was in three different units. Of course, there was a lot of anti-Vietnam War stuff going on in the States. And so to appease the people, the politicians, the military people, decided they would close down units in Vietnam. So they closed the unit down, sent it home, but none of us soldiers went home. We got transferred to another unit. That's why I went to the first Cav. I was there until October. They closed that unit down, but none of us left. I guess it looked good in the newspaper that they were closing units down, but the first unit was strictly infantry. We would go out into the field, which means out into the jungle. We'd spend almost a month out there, and we would just move from one spot to the next. Our mission, our goal, of course, was to find the enemy, but most of the time they found us first.
And then you were in the mech unit.
That was even more weird because we'd be in the middle of jungle and rice paddies in a big diesel APC, which you could, I'm sure, hear for miles. Yeah, we'd just drive around until we got shot at, which was fairly often because everybody knew we were there. And years later, I talked to a colonel who was the commanding officer of a mech unit over there. And I asked him, I said, what was the purpose of us riding around on a diesel APC? And he says, well, what happened? I says, well, it seemed like we always got shot at and stuff. He said, well, that was your only purpose. He says, you would draw fire, your platoon leader would call it in, and artillery would come in. And I told him, well, I kind of felt that that's how it was. So anyway, the thing about being a grunt in Vietnam is everybody knew we had the worst job, so we could pretty much do anything we wanted, really. So our 2 days in the rear out of the month, 24/7, partying and drinking and just basically raising hell. And nobody messed with us. I remember hearing many times, just let them be. They're grunts. They'll be gone in a day or two. Just let them be. Don't bother them. We took advantage of that at times, pretty much out of control. So I completed my year and went home, thinking that I was quite normal. But thinking back on it, I wasn't.
After Dennis and I got married, when we first got married, we lived in Roosevelt, Utah. And then we moved to Eagle Mountain, Utah. And Dennis worked at a vet center. And so Dennis counseled other veterans all day, which I'm sure stirred up memories that had been repressed. When Dennis would go to sleep at night, he would remember things and dream about things. And I could always tell when Dennis was just about to have a nightmare because he would start walking in the bed. His legs would start going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and that would wake me up. And if I could wake him up right then we could get him awake before a nightmare happened. But sometimes it wouldn't wake me up, and I remember one time in Eagle Mountain laying in bed, and the next thing I know, Dennis has a hold of me, and he's dragging me on down to the floor, telling me it's not safe to be in the hammock, that I had to get down on the ground. Quite a rude awakening to being pulled out of your bed and pulled onto the ground because it's not safe in the hammock. That was kind of when we realized maybe this wasn't the best job for Dennis.
This Utah StoryCorps segment was recorded in Vernal in 2015 and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.